A reading from the Gospel of Luke. As the people were filled with expectation, and all were questioning in their hearts concerning John, whether he might be the Messiah, John answered all of them by saying, "I baptize you with water, but one who is more powerful than I is coming, and I'm not worthy to untie the strap of his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fork is in his hand to clear his threshing floor and to gather the wheat into his granary. But the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire." So with many other exhortations, he proclaimed the good news to the people. But Herod, the ruler who had been rebuked by him because of Herodias, his brother's wife, and because of all the evil things that Herod had done, added to them by shutting up John in prison. Now when all the people were baptized, and when Jesus also had been baptized and was praying, the heavens opened and the Holy Spirit descended upon him in bodily form like a dove. And a voice came from heaven, "You are my son, the beloved. With you, I am well pleased." This is the gospel of grace. Thanks be to God.
But now thus says the Lord, the one who created you, O Jacob, the one who formed you, O Israel, do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine. And when you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And through the rivers, they shall not overwhelm you. And when you walk through the fire, you shall not be burned, and the flame shall not consume you. Two Sundays from today, we are hoping to have my dear friend and great human rights hero, Bishop Malkaz Tsongelishvili from the Republic of Georgia, here again to preach. I hear these words about fire in our scriptures this morning, and I think of one of the churches that Malkaz formerly oversaw before it was set ablaze by arsonist extremists. It was set on fire on the Feast of Pentecost, the day that the church celebrates the descent of fire. Today we celebrate another feast, the feast of the baptism of our Lord. This is the day we remember Jesus standing at the water's edge. We witness him responding to John's call. Jesus too comes to be baptized just like us, and the water sticks to his own skin as he also wonders at the Baptist's words about the coming of some conflagration. "I baptize you with water for repentance," John said, "but the one who is more powerful than I is coming. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire." John was then soon arrested, Jesus driven out into the wilderness. A time of testing had come. A baptism of fire would soon find everyone who followed Jesus who followed John. Fire is one of the great primordial elements. We know its power. We've seen just this week its potency. We pray for everyone in Los Angeles whose lives have been impacted by its fury. But devastating and destructive as it often is, fire can also be creative. It can serve as the crucible where metal is tested, the spirit is cleansed, and the people are purified. The refiner's fire is a metaphor for the process of purification and transformation. In the Bible, fire is a symbol of God's presence. The Lord appeared to Moses in a burning bush. God led the Israelites out of Egypt with a pillar of fire by night. In the book of Acts, the Lord appears to the people in flaming tongues of fire at Pentecost. Fire destroys, but it also delivers. It incinerates, but it also refines. It devastates, but it also reveals. A fire can reveal the inner strength of a property or a person. The flames reveal the inner substance and strength. John says, fire burns away the outer chaff to make known the inner soul and self. Today we baptized Rebecca Stevenson. It was a beautiful expression of this beloved community to which we do belong. Unlike a lot of other Baptist churches, Broadway does not require rebaptism. We don't believe that you have to be a Baptist to go to heaven. If heaven were filled with only Baptists, I'm not sure some of us would want to go. We do not require rebaptism. But we do recognize that there are certain times when it is important for someone to be rebaptized. That was especially true today for Rebecca, who as a transgender person requested baptism as a sign of rebirth. This is an appropriate pastoral reason for rebaptism, and we do affirm it. But there is a sense. There is a sense in which every one of us will have to one day be baptized again. We all in our lives have some deep water we have to walk through, cross over, some fire which we must embark. Baptism is a sign of our struggle and our deliverance, our death and our salvation. We are always dying and we are always being delivered. And in that sense, our baptism is never really complete. I think that this is what Jesus meant when, much after he was baptized by John, he said that there were still more waters through which he'd have to walk and more flames which he'd have to endure. I have come to cast fire upon the earth, he said, and how I wish it were already ablaze. I have a baptism with which to be baptized, and what stress I am under until it is completed. He knows, Jesus knows that he will have to be baptized again. He calls the faithful, you and me, to come and be baptized with him. To be baptized in the Holy Spirit and in fire. I have told you all on an occasion or two about the day of my wedding. There was a great deal of racism, racial tension in the city of Durham, North Carolina at the time. But on the day of our wedding, an interracial marriage between a white man and a black woman, well, it was a beautiful thing. I've told you how Irie and I were uncertain about what musical selections to choose for the reception. Should we play George Jones and Travis Tritt and all that country that I grew up with and have her people raising their eyebrows? Or should we do Sly and the Family Stone, Stevie Wonder, and Parliament and Funkadelic and have all my people standing in the corner like seventh grade boys at a dance? We decided to do something totally different. We got a mariachi band. Nobody knew what to do. And everybody had a wonderful, wonderful time. I've told most of you that. But what I've never shared in this sanctuary before is what happened next. We shared that beloved, beloved community. We went off to the Outer Banks for a wonderful honeymoon. And then the day that we came back, the very first night we were back, 3 crosses were burned by the KKK in downtown Durham. The honeymoon was over, and a whole new life had begun. I had been baptized before, but this for me was now a kind of baptism, this time by fire. And I thought of that the first Sunday I came here in view of a call in 2017 On the very same weekend, all those men carried torches of fire through the streets at the Unite the Right rally in Charlottesville. I'll think of it again. I'll think of it again, I'm sure, in the years that are to come. These are fiery times. There are fires and baptisms of fire to come. The earth reels, arsonists rage. There is extreme weather and extremist behavior. What stress are we under until it all occurs? But the scriptures say to us that we are to be not afraid. That is what the prophet says to us this morning. We are to be not afraid because God is with us. And though the waters rise and the fires flame, we go forward. Like the Israelites exiting Egypt and entering the Red Sea, we keep walking. And come hell or high water, we keep walking towards the promised land called the beloved community of God. And when you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And through the rivers, they shall not overwhelm you. And when you walk through the fire, you shall not be burned. And the flame shall not consume you. Thus saith the Lord, the one who created you, O Jacob, the one who formed you, O Israel, the one who baptized you, Rebekah, the one who baptizes us, O Broadway. And the scripture says, when Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were thrown into that fiery furnace, there was a fourth man standing there among them, one like the Son of Humanity. So may it be in the fire and the flames, the water and the waves. In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, one God, Mother of us all. Amen.